thanks, Rob. So those improvements that are currently being proposed as part of the Rail Trail Walk project in the village were developed with the RTC city staff and county staff as part of the EIR process. So this was something that city staff was very much involved in. Anybody who's lived in Capitola knows that there is serious congestion problems, vehicle, bikes, pedestrian, in the village during the summer, and really all of the time. We have multiple studies that have been done over multiple decades in the village, and this has been looked at a lot. A lot of projects have come out of those studies. The widened sidewalks came out of some of those studies in the past. Some bulb outs on the Esplanade that are a little more recent have also come out of those studies. These improvements proposed with the Rail Trail project are more of an interim measure. This is not to say that this is the best we can do for the Capitola Village. To that end, RTC and county staff helped us develop an active transportation planning grant through the Sustainable Transportation Planning Grant Program to do an active transportation plan focused on circulation in the village, but then also throughout the city arterials so we can get from our parks, our libraries, 41st Avenue, to and through the village. The idea is that we propose we do this project, we have public outreach, we come up with long-term plans so we can get funding to do these improvements in the village for really permanent solutions that not only facilitate travel coming through the village, but also to the village. We have done these planning efforts before. Another example of a planning effort that the city has been working on the past few years is Park Avenue, which we're going to transition into. Next slide, please. So as part of the Park Avenue alignment, next slide, the city has been working on a Park Avenue traffic calming project. So the city from time to time does speed studies. That's how we set speed limits in cities. And the most recent one was in 2020. And part of the fallout of that was that there was a lot of perceived and actual speeding issues on Park Avenue. The current conditions on Park Avenue, there is a more recently constructed sidewalk. Previous to that, there was no sidewalk on Park Avenue. So there's a sidewalk on one side of the street. And then the other side of the street is an unimproved road shoulder. So there is quite a few eucalyptus trees. There's some parking in some spots. And then we have bike lanes on either side, which are not separated facilities. So it's what's called a Class 2 bike lane. And there's wires, there's no division of the roadway and the bikeway. It is just paint. Next slide, please. So over 2022 to 2024, the city did a significant amount of outreach with the neighborhood and other constituents to address traffic safety concerns on Park Avenue specifically. So what really came out of that was concern for traffic safety, besides speeds, really a desire to improve transportation for bikes and pedestrians, a lot of children going to school, to this school, travel through Park Avenue, a support for narrowing lanes, which is slow traffic over time, and then other general concerns about traffic patterns, cut through traffic, what improvements would do to the visual impact. There's a lovely view of the ocean on Park Avenue. Worries about loss of parking for the community, and then also really stressing that community input is really important in any kind of changes that would happen on Park Avenue. Next slide, please. So based on that community input and what we really could do with the budget that we had allocated for this project, we came up with a preliminary plan to do some improvements on Park Avenue. So that was creating buffer bike lanes with paint, narrowing the lanes, doing some intersection upgrades, some of which have already been completed with other projects, putting up small speed feedback signs, and some other pedestrian safety improvements. From this time, 2022 to 2024, obviously the Rail Trail project has had significant development. And to that end, we have been coordinating with the county and the RTC about the Rail Trail improvements throughout the city, and particularly along Park Avenue, which I will let Rob get further into.